Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guest is Louise Zilliger, and Louise is the owner of Louise's Gourmet Seasoned Finishing Salts. How did you get started in cooking and involvement with food? I mean, even as a child, did you have people that kind of mentored you and encouraged you to do that sort of thing?
Yes. My mom owned Al Capone's restaurant back in the late 70s, early 80s. And it was an Italian restaurant in Northtown where Jaffe's is now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I started there when I was 14. And then I started college. When I graduated, I decided I wanted to be a chef.
Do you find that people along your journey kind of helped to mentor you or taught you different styles of cooking?
All of them did. Exactly. Yeah. I learned everywhere a new dish that I kept in my repertoire. Then they all culminated together where I opened up my own restaurant in the Bay Area, and I was there for 7.5 years. And then I came up here to take care of my dad. I'm from Blue Lake originally. Uh-huh. And then I worked at Avalon under the tutelage of Ron Garrido. Excellent, excellent chef. Uh-huh. I learned everything from him that I've never learned before. He was so fantastic.
Okay. Now, what I find is interesting, too, is that you ended up kind of in the business of making finishing salts. Because one of the things I found about restaurants is people say, oh, I went out and I had this fabulous meal. And I think the thing that restaurants know that a lot of home cooks don't know is that you need to season the food. You need to salt the food.
Exactly.
Get over it and salt the food.
Yes.
And butter. You know, there's definitely a lot more butter used in restaurants than we probably use at home. You've probably found that too, that people need to use a little more salt when they're cooking.
Yes, absolutely. You should always salt your food. And this way with finishing salts, you can use a little bit of the seasoning salt before and after, and it really brings out the flavors, and you don't have to be a gourmet chef in order to make a gourmet meal. They're really wonderful seasonings.
Yeah, and one of the things I like, too, is that you have these great combinations of flavors, because even though I have a pretty big herb garden and I have these things that I can kind of go to in a pinch if I need to, sometimes it's like raining outside and I just don't feel like doing that. But if I've got a container of a really nice herb salt, I can just quickly add many levels of flavor to something all at once.
Yes, that's wonderful.
Yeah. How do people use your finishing salts? You said, you know, add it to dishes before and after. Are there specific sorts of things that people have told you they've had a lot of success with?
Yes, especially they're not technically made to be used before, but a lot of people do just give it a little extra kick. I made them with the intent of them being used after the dish was finished so that you use minimal salt because salt will bring the moisture out of your food while you're cooking it, especially meats. So this was made to complement the food and also not draw the moisture out of your foods.
Uh-huh. Now, you've said that you use like roasting vegetables.
Yes.
Is a good way to...
And definitely you put those on afterwards.
So you use a little olive oil and, you know, mix those vegetables together, whatever seasonal, I imagine.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I use a lot of flavored olive oils, like Herbes de Provence olive oil that's flavored with avocado, coconut oil, just anything that has any flavor to it.
I noticed you had one that is a curried coconut.
Yes.
Yeah, that's interesting. How did you get that coconut flavor into that salt?
Well, I take the coconut and I blend it up in my grinder, and then I add a little powdered sugar to it, and then I take curry powder and mix it into the grinder and blend it all up.
That's such a nice combination. That's something you don't see in a lot of places.
No, it's excellent on shrimp and fish, and then you can make a soup out of it. Also, if you just mix a can of coconut milk and put your chicken or shrimp or vegetables or tofu, whatever you'd like to, bring it to a boil. And then you take it off the heat, hit it with a couple of shots of fish sauce.
Yeah.
And then put like a tablespoon of the finishing salt in there, and you have a great curried coconut soup.
That sounds delicious. Now, how did you come up with a Bernaise salt?
Well, I love Bernaise. It's one of my favorite sauces. Yeah. And I just was playing around one day, and I just thinking of what spices that can be put into a Bernaise, which basically is tarragon and parsley and shallots, minced onions, dried parsley, and dried tarragon, and made a combination of that.
That sounds good. So then you could just make a sauce and then add that to it, and it would give it that Bernaise flavor.
Mm-hmm.
How about the Tuscan Blue?
Well, the Tuscan Blue is my very best seller.
Ah.
And that came about with my travels to Italy. And I would see the fields of lavender, and everywhere you see bushes of rosemary. And I came up with the idea to mix the two together because they both have blue flowers. And the combination is wonderful. It's
do you use the flowers in the
seasoning? I use lavender flowers and dried rosemary leaves. And then I blend those up with a little bit of garlic powder, black pepper, brown sugar, and the red hot chili flakes.
Ooh, that sounds like a good kick to it at the end.
Yeah, it is. Just a bit of red hot chili flakes, just for the back of the throat burn.
Yeah. I like that. Now, what is sabroso?
Sabroso is tasty in Spanish and also in Portuguese. And that's a Latin American inspired seasoning salt.
Uh-huh.
And it's really good for seasoning rice, shrimp, and anything that you wish to make it Latin American.
Okay. And then you have an applewood smoked salt. Do you smoke the salt yourself?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I purchased that off Thrive. A marketplace. They do carry an applewood smoked salt at the co-op in Arcata. But I use so much that I need bulk.
Yeah.
So I
it's quite a process to try to get smoke to infuse salt.
Yes, it is.
It doesn't want to take up that flavor.
No, I've tried before and I didn't have much success.
Well, your salts, where are they available for people to buy them?
The co-op, Wildberries, both Eureka Natural Foods, Neyland Glen Farm Stand, Art of the Burl, Gallery in Miranda on the Avenue of the Giants, Humboldt Marketplace, Bella Baskets.
Well, that sounds like lots of places. Lots of options for people to find them all over Humboldt County.
Yes.
Thank you so much. This is Jennifer Bell, and I've been speaking with Louise Zulliger from Louise's Gourmet Seasoned Finishing Salts. Thanks so much, Louise.
Thank you very much.
And the cakes. Hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden, and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought.